Blog Talk Radio.
I hope you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, cause you know I'm known to marijuana too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blade. I melt down tracks that will displayed. Hit the studio, Jersey, bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. That don't hold me back, I roll with y'all cats told Matt the rat. Y'all realize y'all release the beast untamed. Speak all flame, streets y'all blame. It should be an honor for y'all to speak my name. I could go before your auntie couldn't beat my game. Gotta laugh, don't act like you spit at the same. Why you can't get in the game? I come from high school and go straight to the league. Who you know who can spit it with speed? Yeah, the truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth, BC. Y'all know who I be. I be the truth when I speak, sell, set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth, BC. Y'all know who I be. I be the truth when I speak, sell, set you free. And I'm the change.
Shalom and welcome to another edition of The Truth in PDX. Right here on blogtalkradio.com every Saturday evening at our new time of 9 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Pacific time, 12 midnight to 12:30 a.m. Eastern time. I'm your host, Bishop Yael Sopkow, Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. And my co-host, please introduce yourself.
Perpetual Crew, all right.
And once again, you tuned into The Truth in PDX. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, we have some technical difficulties like we've been having often here lately. So I'm not sure on what time it's airing right now where you are in the area. But in our neck of the woods, it's 8:41 p.m. So hopefully you guys get this sometime this evening. Tonight's show is called Stay Focused on God No Matter What. Once again, tonight's show is titled Stay Focused on God No Matter What. Because right now, we're in some perilous times right now, brothers and sisters. You got the Joker from the DC Batman comic book. He's the president of the United States right now. He just basically doing all types of madness that Satan is telling him to do. You know, the beast is coming against, you know, the church, the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ. And you know, all hell breaking loose all over. You know, they protesting every other day here in Portland, Oregon. They're protesting all across the country. Everybody basically not even claiming the president as their president. Women marching all over the place. You know, it is madness everywhere. But brothers and sisters, we have to stay focused on God no matter what. No matter what you see, no matter what you hear, no matter what the president say, no matter who protesting, rioting, whatever, we got to stay focused on God no matter what. So I'm going to go through some scriptures with you this evening, brothers and sisters, to make sure that we stay focused and show you why it's important to stay focused on God. Let's get Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7, please.
Oh, is Jeremiah chapter 37?
Yes, please.
Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it, even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it.
You see that, brothers and sisters? The time that we're in right now, we're in the time of Jacob's trouble. We're in a time to where the whole nation is going through trials and tribulations. The whole nation, as a nation, is going through troubles, going through pain, poverty, tribulation, whatever it is, the whole nation is going through that. Even in the life in the world, they're going through it. But what does the Bible say at the end? You shall be saved out of it. We're going to be saved out of those troubles, brothers and sisters. We just got to stay focused on God no matter what. Let's get Romans chapter 12, verse 2. chapter 12, verse 2.
Verse 12?
Chapter 12, verse 2 of Romans.
Yes, sir. Okay. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable will of God.
Brothers and sisters, we got to get our minds right. We got to get our minds focused. And we can't be conformed to this world. Don't get caught up in this world and what this world is doing. You know what I'm saying? Don't get caught up in this whole, you know, Donald Trump presidency and him building walls and him disrespecting people and doing this. Don't get caught up. It's a distraction, brothers and sisters. That's all it is. It's a distraction. That's all it is. It's a distraction. Satan is distracting you. Satan gave you 8 years of hope. You believed in that, where your hope is supposed to be in God. Now, the hope is gone. Now, Satan is just saying, you know what? I'm just going to bring hell. And you're getting caught up in it. What we're going to do, they're going to see, he's going to cut Obamacare, and we ain't going to have no health insurance. He's going to cut food stamps. We ain't going to be able to eat. I thought she was supposed to ask God for your daily bread. You're thinking you're eating because of food stamps? But ask God for your daily bread. He provides your food. They're going to cut this. They're going to cut that. You know, they're going to ship us back here. They're going to ship us back there. Listen, you're getting caught up. You're getting caught up, man. You stay focused on God no matter what. Who cares what Donald Trump says? Ain't nobody thinking about him. You focus on God. You follow God. You keep his commandments. You live righteous. You take care of your family. You look for different opportunities to improve your life and your lifestyle to help your family. Because, again, everybody else is distracted. So while everybody else is distracted, it's a good time for you to go to the front door or even the back door of different situations and different opportunities. He that has an ear, let him hear. That's all I'm going to say. While everybody's distracted, it's a good time for you to make your move. Whatever that move is, it's a good time for you to take hold of the opportunity. It's a good time for you to walk right in. Walk right in and sit right in the head seat. Again, he that has an ear, let him hear. But again, brothers and sisters, we as believers, we ain't supposed to be getting distracted. We ain't supposed to be getting caught up. Let the world get distracted. Let the world get caught up. You stay focused on God. You understand? Stay focused on God. Stay righteous. And everything going to fall into place. Before you know, we're going to be ruling this planet Earth. We're going to be ruling the planet Earth before you know it, brothers and sisters. Let's get Colossians chapter 3, verse 2.
Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth.
You see that, brothers and sisters? We're supposed to set our affections. We're supposed to set our hearts. We're supposed to set our minds on things above. Not down here on earth. We're supposed to be thinking about what's going on here on earth and getting our minds all wrapped up into it and getting our hearts all wrapped up in it, getting all emotional. Well, I like Obama. Obama was cool. He had swag. I don't like this Donald Trump guy. He mean it. Listen, ain't nobody worrying about none of that. What about none of that? You're getting caught up. Pull yourself out of the matrix and look around. See what's really going on. Satan is deceiving the whole world like he's been doing. And you're getting caught up. Stay focused on God no matter what. Let's get Romans chapter 8, verse 5 and 6.
Romans 8 and 5, sir?
Romans chapter 8, verses 5 and then verse 6.
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
You see that, brothers and sisters? You see that? If you're a spiritual person, you're going to focus on the things dealing with spiritual. But if you're carnal, you're fleshly, you're worldly, then you're going to focus on the things of the world, of the flesh, of the carnal things. Stop focusing on the carnal things. Stop focusing on the worldly things. Stop. Listen, if you're spiritual, the only thing you're thinking about, worrying about, is spiritual things, spiritual matters. Stop getting caught up with this world. What's going on in this world? Who cares? The Bible prophesied that Esau is the end of the world, and Jacob is the beginning of that to follow it. This world has to end eventually, brothers and sisters. You've seen it with your own eyes, ending. You ain't see a YouTube clip of the Holy God sent comfort, along with the elect ladies and chief priests and brothers and sisters prophesying on the White House? While Barack Obama was president, marching up and down the street, saying, many, many, it is finished. This world is finished. This kingdom is finished. Prophesied by prophets, brothers and sisters. You ain't seen that video clip? You better watch it. You better watch it. And stop worrying, brothers and sisters. God always takes care of the righteous. When has ever God forsaken the righteous? Name them. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Sarah, Rebecca, Noah, Moses, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Peter, James, John, Paul. God has never forsaken the righteous. So if you're righteous, why would he forsake you? Verse 6, please.
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Yeah, brothers and sisters. Said to be carnally minded, that's going, you're going to end up dead. But spiritually minded, being spiritual, focusing your mind on spiritual, that's life. Again, brothers and sisters. Again, focus on God no matter what, brothers and sisters. Why? Because Satan is deceiving the whole world. I'm trying to tell you. And it seems like you're getting deceived too. Let's get that. Let's get Revelation 12 and 9.
And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world.
Which do what?
Deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
You see that, brothers and sisters? Satan is deceiving the whole world. And you started to get deceived. Don't get deceived.
Oh, Donald Trump is—he's aligned with the Russians, and he's making South Korea upset, and South Korea point their missiles at America. Listen, man, stop it, man. Stop it. You don't know that media is phony, the fake, huh? You don't know that CNN is fake. Listen, CNN, Fox—that's the new reality TV. You know that?
Listen, there's a video clip of the shooting that happened in Orlando at the Sodomite Club. It shows the two guys carrying the one guy, carrying so, you know, his legs don't hit the ground. And as soon as they got to the end of the block, they forgot that the cameras were still rolling. They put the guy down, and they walked away jumping up and down, laughing. Now, what's really going on? What's really good? It sounds like comedy to me, all right. What about you?
Yeah, acting.
Acting, great acting. Then there's another footage on YouTube of Anderson Cooper at the riots in Baltimore, where it shows the police pushing the protesters back. But Anderson Cooper, he right there next to the police. Now, let us not check. When there's a riot and the police is pushing you back, they're pushing everybody back. They don't care if you're a cameraman or not. So Anderson Cooper is right next to the police as the police is pushing back the crowd, but they ain't pushing him back. Come on now. Come on now. Then the crowd, you know, gets all riled up, so the police just pushes everybody and shuts it all down. Then the next scene, Anderson Cooper is walking back with the crowd, saying, well, okay, we back now, and we marching again. It's like, come on, man. What is this, man? I think BET do better editing. Let's get Matthew chapter 14. Verses 20 through 32. Just pause after each verse. Let me know you transition in verses, please.
I was mad.
And no disrespect to BET, you know. Yeah, well, kind of. Y'all need to step it up on your editor. You know, the new edition joint, that was good. That was good. That was, you know, y'all stepped it up with that one. But, St. Matthew chapter 14, verses 20 to 32. You just pause after each verse, let me know you transitioned.
I couldn't catch the last part. Verse 20?
St. Matthew chapter 14, verses 20 to 32.
Okay. Verse 20? And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up with the fragments that remained, twelve baskets filled. Verse 21. And they had eaten about 5,000 men besides women and children. Verse 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he was the most due to rest. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. Verse 24. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary.
So one of the says is at this point in time, the disciples are in the ship in the middle of the sea, and a hurricane happened. And it says the wind was contrary. Any way they were trying to go, the wind was pushing them the other way. So the Lord was causing a hurricane to basically beat upon the boat. They caught in the midst of a storm on the middle of the water. Again, the Lord teaching them a lesson, because when you go back further in the chapter, the disciples were carnal about sharing their food with the congregation, with the people out there, the congregation, the followers. Come on.
Verse 25. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea.
So while the disciples are in the midst of the sea, caught up in a hurricane, they see Jesus walking by on the water of the sea. Like it's all good. Like it's nothing. Come on.
Verse 26. And when his disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear.
So, yeah, they said, "It's a spirit. Look at walking on the water. It's a spirit." Oh, that's Jesus Christ. He got power over the water. How about that? Come on.
Verse 27. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid."
Come on.
Verse 28. And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water."
So Peter said, "Lord, if it's okay with you, Lord, I want to come out there on the water with you. Walk on that water. Come on."
Verse 29. And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus.
Come on.
Verse 30. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me."
Come on.
Verse 31. And immediately Jesus
and
stretched
when?
Out his hand.
And
immediately.
No, no,
and immediately,
it took a little time.
And immediately. Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. And said unto him, "O thou little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Verse 32. And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased.
The wind did what?
The wind ceased.
Again, brothers and sisters, as you see, as long as Peter was focused on Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he was fine. Even though he was walking on water, which is impossible. All things are possible with God. As long as he was focused on Jesus Christ, he was able to walk on that water. Even though it was a hurricane going on, as soon as he stopped focusing on Jesus Christ, he began to sink. And even as he was sinking, he called out to Jesus Christ, God, the Son of God, and it says, immediately salvation came. And he was saved. What's the moral of the story, brothers and sisters? What's the moral of the story? What's the topic of the show? Stay focused on God no matter what. As long as you stay focused on God, you will get salvation. You will be saved. You got to be righteous. Let me make sure that's clear. As long as you're righteous, and as long as you focus on God, even though we live in these terrible times, you will receive salvation. Just like Peter was saved out of the water. From there, let's get Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 18. And just pause after each verse, please.
What chapter again, sir?
Ephesians chapter 6,
okay.
Verses 10 through verse 18, and just pause after each verse, please.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Again, how do you be strong in the Lord? You got to be studying, brothers and sisters. You got to be studying. You got to have the word of God in you. You got to be praying. You got to stay prayed up. You understand that? You got to be righteous. Read it again.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Again, it says you got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You got to understand that. You got to understand God. You got to understand Jesus Christ. And what he possibly might do to you if you go against him, if you sin, if you do something wicked. That's the fear of God. The fear of God will keep you going right. Come on.
Verse 7. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Again, armor protects you in battle. Armor protects you in warfare. We're in a spiritual battle. We're in a spiritual war right now against the rulers, the demons, the powers of this world, Satan himself. And we got to put on that armor, brothers and sisters. What is the armor? Armor is the word of God. The armor is the Bible. The armor is the truth. As long as you're in the truth with the word of God, you have your armor on and you are protected in this battle. And again, who are we fighting against? It tells you. We're fighting against the wiles of the devil. We're fighting against the devil, brothers and sisters. Not the so-called white man, the devil himself and his demons. You understand that? So you got to be in the truth. You got to be in the spirit, righteous, constant praying, so you can win this battle. Again, the battle was already won. You just got to make sure you follow instructions, follow directions. Come on.
Verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
You see that, brothers and sisters? Again, it says, for we wrestle. This ain't just a regular fist fight. We're wrestling. We're on the ground tussling. We're putting them in chokeholds and put them in the chicken wing and cripple cross face and the figure four leg. Like, man, we scrapping hard, man. And we ain't wrestling against people. Flesh and blood represents people. We wrestling against principalities. These are high-ranking demons with rank. They ain't sending the regular demons down here on earth. They sent the high-ranking demons with rank down here to deal with us. Show you how special people we are. Show you how powerful we are. Even though we're in the flesh, Satan sent his top-ranking demons to fight against us. Check that out. It says against power. Those are demons with the regular rank, low rank. It says against the rulers of the darkness. White House, the Beast, the government, Homeland Security, CIA, FBI, the Alphabet Boys. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. When they be in there sitting up in chants with their witches and all that. Against the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ, which is in the Book of Secrets. In the U.S. government, in the Book of Secrets, the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ is in that Book of Secrets. Do you know what it says in that Book of Secrets? Let me tell you the secret, because the engineer is trying to wrap me up. In the Book of Secrets, it's listed that the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ have power with God. And as long as they're righteous, you cannot touch them, leave them alone. But if you go against them and God is with them, you're going to be destroyed. That's in the government White House Book of Secrets. With that, I want to say God bless. Thank you for tuning in tonight's show. Have a good night and shalom.
Got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, cause you know I'm known to melt a wire too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blaze. I melt down tracks, stacks, grills, and slaves. Hit the studio, jars and bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. That don't hold me back. I roll with y'all cats, told Matt the rat. Y'all don't realize y'all released the beast untamed. Speech all flame, streets y'all blame. It should be an honor for y'all to speak my name. I could go before your auntie couldn't beat my game. Gotta laugh, don't act like you spit it the same. Why you can't get in the game? I come from high school and go straight to the league. Who you know who can spit it with speed? Yeah, the truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what